Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Kenny Malone. As part of our Remembering Andrew series, every Friday at this time, we're telling small stories about one of the biggest events in South Florida history. The series will run every week until August 24th, the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. Judy Waldman's home in Homestead was destroyed by Andrew. To help out, a colleague gave her a key to his townhouse in Kendall.
And even though it had a big hole in the roof, we lived with a blue tarp for 2 years. It was palace to me.
Miami Herald reporter Laura Eisensee has the story of how Waldman tried to rekindle that post-Andrew spirit of kindness.
Back in 2002, Judy Waldman was on the Homestead City Council. She was organizing a big Hurricane Andrew 10th anniversary event when it hit her.
It just all came in a flood of emotion.
Homestead had come a long way since Andrew nearly obliterated the city in Deep South Dade. But the way people had banded together and helped their neighbors and strangers after Andrew, that was starting to fade.
People just tend to put things in their memory and just forget. They forget what it's like to be humbled.
Wouldn't it be nice, Waldman thought, to start a program to not only thank people who helped during Andrew, but any time? It would be called the Kindness Awards. The Homestead City Council would recognize the winners. Anyone could nominate a neighbor by writing a letter.
And I'll read you a part of it. It says, recently he has been mowing the front lawn of Captain Ed Bow. Captain Bow had a hip replacement.
Waldman received dozens of letters like this. Church members who helped the homeless, a nurse who donated a kidney, a volunteer who cared for sick animals. This one's about a neighbor who mowed the lawn of a retired police captain named Ed Bow, who was recovering from a hip replacement. Except the neighbor never told Ed and his wife Rosemary about the yard work.
Well, Rosemary didn't understand why the back lawn was growing twice as fast as the front lawn. It was Roy mowing the front lawn and not saying anything.
Now, Ed and Rosemary say, tell Roy we have a backyard and the gate is always open. That's funny.
Roy Langston won a kindness award in 2008 for his covert lawn mowing.
The things I did, I thought nothing about doing it because I just believe you should help your neighbors or anybody who needs help.
Langston thinks the kindness awards are a reminder to do the nice things that Hurricane Andrew forced people to do.
And a lot of that, for some reason, has gone away now.
For months after Hurricane Andrew, Dr. Linda Fagan treated patients for free out of a makeshift clinic on Chrome Avenue. People remembered that and other acts of kindness. She won the Kindness Award in 2008. Fagan says today, people just don't trust random good deeds.
They're real suspicious of your kindness, I think. You know, if you brought them a cake or if you brought them cookies, if they moved into the neighborhood, they would be really suspicious of it.
But for Homestead City Councilwoman Judy Waldman, the Kindness Awards are a way to keep that spirit going, even when there's not a natural disaster. I'm Laura Eisensee in Miami.
You can read some of the Kindness Award nomination letters, including the full letter about Roy the Sneaky Lawnmower Langston, on our website, WLRNunderthesun.org. We've also got a Remembering Andrew Tumblr page that's loaded with photos and videos. You can find that at WLRNnews.tumblr.com. I'm Kenny Malone.
Support for Remembering Andrew on WLRN comes from Best Roofing, South Florida's forensic roof specialists, diagnosing and correcting commercial roof problems for over 35 years. Information at 954-941-9111 or bestroofing.net.